Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 4, 1805. Clark is out hunting. Captain Clark is away from the fort hunting between February 4 and 14th, during which time Captain Lewis keeps the daily entries. Moulton writes that Lewis's lengthy entries in Clark's journal during his absence may indicate that Lewis was keeping no daily journal of his own during this period. It is also possible that Clark could have copied Lewis's journal entries, a practice he later adopted. Captain Lewis writes,
"This morning, fair though cold. The thermometer stood at 18 degrees below. Not wind from the northwest. Captain Clark set out with a hunting party consisting of 16 of our command and two Frenchmen, who, together with two others, have established a small hut and resided this winter within the vicinity of the Mandan under our protection. Visited by many of the natives today. Our stock of meat, which we had procured in the months of November and December, is now nearly exhausted. A supply of this article is, at the moment, peculiarly interesting as well for our immediate consumption, as that we may have time before the approach of the warm season to prepare the meat for our voyage in the spring of the year. Captain Clark, therefore, determined to continue his route down the river, even as far as the Bullet River, unless he should find plenty of game nearer. The men transported their baggage on a couple of small wooden sleighs, drawn by themselves, and took with them three pack horses, which we had agreed should be returned with a load of meat to Fort Mandan as soon as they could procure it. No buffalo made their appearance in our neighborhood for some weeks, and I am informed that our Indian neighbors suffer extremely at this moment for the article of flesh. Shields killed two deer this evening, both very lean. One large buck, he had shed his horns. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 4, 1805.
As you can hear, Lewis is not at a loss for words. Monday, no Indian visitors at night.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.